This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip is won by Bunker Hill. Santel with the ball between the circles. He's looking to dribble drive into the lane. Now he'll kick it off to Burch. Burch will go down the left side. His shot's going to be blocked by Whalen, who picks it up and heads back down the floor quickly. Over in the corner, it'll go to Jenkins. Will's shot's up, but no good. Rebound is up, and it's no good. Lincolnwood still with the ball, a third attempt. Shot will not fall for Braden Whalen, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled on the shot. This one will go against Keegan Ralston. Ralston will pick up his first, and Whalen to shoot two. 6'3 junior takes a couple of dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. Caught the back iron, jumped up in the air, and then jumped off the edge of the rim. He'll get another one. Just underway here at Raymond Lincolnwood High School. Second free throw, also off the back iron, no good. Ralston comes away with the rebound. He'll send it out to Birch. Birch to Santel. Santel looking for a cutter. Instead, he'll swing it over to Hines. Hines back to Birch on the right side. Birch wants to drive baseline. It's going to be shut off there by Whalen. Birch again on the dribble. Goes back up top, swings it around. Into the corner to Santel. Thought about a three. Now he'll take a quick dribble. Almost lost the ball. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lincolnwood. So the Minutemen will inbound on the baseline and give a lead lob pass to Ralston. His shot off the glass and good. Keegan Ralston, the big 6'5 senior, scores the first points of the game. Bunker Hill coming out in that 1-2-2 zone press. Now they'll swing it back around the corner and up top to Elvidge. Elvidge tosses it off to Whalen. Whalen back to Elvidge, looking to go into the high post and try to enter to the low post. Both are sealed off, so they'll go around the perimeter once again. To the high post, it goes to Armantrout. Armantrout lost control of it, regained, kicked it back out front. Armantrout now for three, came up a little short, but on the rebound and the putback, there was Brady Schmedeke in the right place at the right time. A good putback for Schmedeke, ties this one up at 2-2, 2 minutes into it. Now Birch lost control of the ball as he was trying to go for a quick dribble, got the ball up around his head. He blames Birch for the long pass or for the high pass. In any event, it's turnover number one on BHS. Braden Whalen with a bounce pass over on the wing to Jenkins. Will gets it into the high post. Now they try the cross-court pass, and Burch comes up with it. Burch going to the basket, and he's going to be fouled before he gets down there to shoot. Foul will go on Jonah Elvidge. Turnover number one on Lincolnwood results in a foul on Elvidge before Birch was in shooting mode, so the Minutemen will inbound. It'll come in to Ralston. Ralston to Santel. Santel gives it over to Birch. Birch between the circles, over to the left side just a wee bit. Gives it off to Menar. Menar back to Birch. Birch at the head of the key, thought about a three. Instead, he'll swing it low to Hines. Hines comes out on a dribble and gets the ball back to Birch in the corner. He'll skip pass across, shots up, and good by Daniel Menar. So the skip pass worked well for the Minutemen, and Menar gets the 2 points, makes it 4-2 in favor of the visitors from the south. Pass into the high post. He tried to swing it across to the other side, threw the ball into the stands for turnover number two against the Lancers. Wingman was making a backdoor cut, and the postman didn't realize it. Threw it where he used to be, but he wasn't there anymore. Santel going down the lane. Santel has the ball knocked away from him. I thought it went off his leg, but they're going to say it was last touched by the Lancers. Santel checking for cuts and bruises as he lost the ball, but did not lose control. Birch for three. Bottom of the net. Grant Birch with the first tray of the day makes it 7-2, Bunker Hill. And it goes to the high post, Armantrout. He'll swing it back up top to Elvidge. Elvidge will dribble up between the circles, reset the offense. Give it off to Will Jenkins. Jenkins, being guarded by Santel, tries to go into the post, almost lost control, but there to recover with Smedicki. Smedicki with a baseline jumper. It's no good. He gets his own rebound, tries the reverse layup. It won't go. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by the black-clad Bunker Hill Minutemen. They're wearing black tops, black bottoms. Got that camouflage striping down the side, red numerals. Difficult for an old man with old eyes to see those red numerals. Do the best we can. Lincolnwood in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, black trim, rising up for the jumper is no good for Whalen. Bunker Hill comes away with the rebound. Almost halfway through quarter number one. Birch going to the basket. Birch going to be called for an offensive foul as he was out of control going to the basket. The Lancers held their ground. Birch will pick up the foul, his first, team second. We'll have a timeout on the floor, 4:16 to go, first quarter. Bunker Hill 7, Lincolnwood 2, back after this message from WSMI. Following the timeout, Armin Trout inbounds to Whalen, who will bring it down on a dribble. Bunker Hill setting in that 2-3 zone. Over on the wing, it goes to Elvidge. Elvidge, the 5'9 freshman, has the ball out of the free throw line extended over on the right side. Santel keeps him from driving down the sideline, but Santel's going to get called for a push foul on Logan. That'll be his first. On the Minutemen, that will be their third team foul. Inbounds pass comes to Braden Whalen. Whalen comes across midcourt line, resets the offense, gives it off to Jenkins. Jenkins gives it back to him, and then they'll go into the post to Armin Trout. Back up top for Elvidge. His shot will not go. Birch comes up with a rebound, lead pass to Santel. He can't get to the lane, so he goes to the corner. Kicks it back up top and gets a return pass. Swing it back to the other side. It's Birch over on the right side. To Santel, into the lane, kicks it out to the corner. Hines didn't have a shot, so he gives the ball up to Birch. Birch loses control of the ball. Lincolnwood comes away with it. Second turnover on the Minutemen. Lead pass finds a wide open Smedicki to the basket. Give Brady 4 points. Makes it 7-4. Bunker Hill lead down to three. We have 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Birch with a long three off the iron. No good. Minutemen get their own rebound. They'll kick it back out to Birch again. He lost control of it. Now he'll kick it over to Santel. Santel wants to drive. He's shut off, so he'll give the ball off to Hines. Hines back up top to Birch. Birch lost control of it again on the loose ball. However, it is recovered by Ralston. His shot comes up a little strong. Back the other way. It's Elvidge to the basket for two. Nice diagonal pass. Found Elvidge streaking on the left side to the hole. Give him two. Makes it a 7-6 game. Bunker Hill with a one-point lead and the ball as we approach the 2:30 mark. Santel on the drive gives it off to Hines. Hines is going to be called for traveling. Turnover number three on the Minutemen. So now Lincolnwood, trailing by one, has the ball with an opportunity to take the lead for the first time tonight. Armin Trout tosses it in to Whalen. Then Armin Trout will set up at the high post. He's got Elvidge on a wing. Elvidge gets the ball. Oh, diagonal pass should have gone with a bounce pass. It's deflected. Goes out of bounds. It's still going to be the Lincolnwood ball. Had the man open on the block, but tried to shoot a straight pass through, and the Minutemen got a hand on it. Bounce pass might have led to an easy two. Now Birch intercepts the end bounce pass. Good heads-up play, and then off to Santel. Santel gets the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Brady Whalen going to be called on the foul. It'll be his first. Give Santel his first points of the game. Got two, looking for point number three. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. So Santel has three, Menar has two, Ralston has two, and Birch has three. 10 points for the Minutemen as they lead 10-6 here in the first quarter over Lincolnwood. Pass out top to Jenkins. Jenkins back over to Elvidge. Elvidge drives in the middle, pulls up, and it's good. Elvidge, no, excuse me, that was Whalen. Whalen on the shot. Elvidge did the hard work getting to the basket, then dumped it off to Whalen for the bucket. Now back the other way, the Minutemen go low post, Keegan Ralston wide open off the glass. Ralston has four, 12-8 is the Bunker Hill lead. heading down to the final 90 seconds of the first quarter. High post now is Whalen. He almost lost the ball. Reach-in foul going to be called against the Minutemen. I believe this one will go against Caden Hines. Yes, indeed. Hines will pick up his first. So there are four different Minutemen with one foul each. 1:21 to go, first quarter. 12-8, Bunker Hill with the lead. Lincolnwood with the ball. Whalen between the circles sends it over on the left wing to Jenkins. Jenkins looking at a three. Instead, he'll go to the high post, get the pass back for a three. Bottom of the net. Will Jenkins drains the tray. First three of the night for Lincolnwood. Makes it 12-11. One-point game. Santel getting the ball into the big guy, Ralston. His turnaround jumper, no good. Coming up with a rebound is Armantrout. Back the other way. Trailing 12-11. Go the Lancers with a chance to take the lead here with 44 seconds to go in a very well-played first quarter. Whalen with the ball. He and Jenkins are simply playing catch out near the midcourt line. Bunker Hill is content to sit back in that 2-3 zone. Inside 30 seconds we go. Now Coach Milberg says, let's overload and set the offense up. And deep into the corner goes Elvidge. High post is Armantrout. He is uncovered right now. Will they try to get the ball to him? Looking to get the ball in the corner. Now they'll get the ball into the post. Postman swings the ball back. Shots up and good for Brady Whalen just inside the three-point line. Give him two. Give the Lancers the lead. 13-12 is the first quarter horn sounds after one period of play here at Lincolnwood High School. It is the number 7 seed of Lincolnwood Lancers, 13. The number 9 seed of Bunker Hill Minutemen, 12. Back with second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Lincolnwood will get the ball to start the second quarter. As they try to go into the post, the pass is deflected and stolen away by Ralston. Now back the other end, Ralston gets the ball as the Minutemen do the old split the high post. Back off to Birch it goes. Birch has his pocket picked by Braden Whalen, and then Birch takes it right back. He'll swing it forward, and now another loose ball, and this time it'll be the Lancers who come up with it. So turnovers each way. Long layup there as coming up with a scoop shot from about 6 feet out was Braden Whalen. He's hacked in the act as the foul's going to go against Keegan Ralston, and the big guy for Bunker Hill is going to pick up his second foul. To the free throw line, Braden Whalen. He'll shoot a pair. He's 0 for 2 from there in the first quarter. He'll eye this first one after he takes a couple of three dribbles. Now he'll try it, and he'll buy it. Ralston's going to have a seat as Reese Girth, a 5'11 freshman, will come in to replace him in the Minutemen lineup. Whalen will get ready for his second. 14-12 is the Lincolnwood lead. They lead by two, make it three. As Whalen makes them both, and now it will be Armantrout having a seat, as replacing him in the lineup will be Lucas Resnicek. And so Bunker Hill now trailing by three, get the ball to Santel. Over on the wing to Menar, back up top, it'll go to Hines. Hines to Birch. Birch almost lost it, but Santel saves it. Santel gives the ball back to Birch for three. Off the iron, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Resnicek. Back the other way go the Lancers. As Whalen has the ball, they'll get the ball to Resnicek in the corner. Back up top, it'll go. Swing to the low post. Wasn't ready for it. Turnover number six. Good pass, good idea. Receiver just wasn't ready for the pass. Caught him with a fastball. Now a timeout going to be called by Lincolnwood just as they stole the ball from the Minutemen. And so Lincolnwood will take a timeout with 6:44 to go till halftime. Lancers 15, Minutemen 12. Back after this message on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Game two of our day-night doubleheader. Game one saw Litchfield defeat Carlinville in the quarterfinals, 45-40. That's part of the Pena tournament. The game was played at Litchfield. So now Litchfield on Wednesday night will take on the top-seeded Pena Panthers at 6 o'clock. Following the timeout, Lincolnwood with the ball. Will Jenkins up at the head of the key. They'll run a skip pass over to Elvidge. Elvidge brings the ball back out top, dribbled it off his leg, but he gained control before it got to the midcourt line. So they'll reset the offense. Whalen doing the duties, gives it off on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins, a 6'1 senior, gives the ball back up to Whalen. Whalen with the ball, looking inside. There's that bounce pass that worked, should have worked so well before. Instead of the chest pass, they went to a bounce pass, and Schmedicke gets the easy two, give him six. Give Will Jenkins a good assist on that. Outstanding pass, makes it 17-12. Lancers by five. Santel takes the ball at midcourt, swings it down on the wing, gives it off over there to Birch. Birch is going to be fouled before he got into shooting mode. I think this will go against. Yes, it'll go against Whalen, and that will be Braden's second. Inbounds comes into Birch for three, comes up short. Short, easy for you to say. Elvidge comes up with the rebound. He'll take it back the other way. Looking inside, trying to go up strong, not strong enough, as the shot is partially blocked, and the Minutemen come away with it. Birch crosses midcourt, being guarded by Elvidge, goes to the free throw line. One of the step back for the three, hesitated, took an extra small step for turnover number six. And so it'll be Lincolnwood ball. As they'll get the ball over to Elvidge. Elvidge goes back up top to Jenkins. Jenkins over on the right wing for Whalen. Whalen takes a couple of dribbles and then kicks it back up top to Elvidge. Elvidge zigged left and then went right. Now he kicks it off to Whalen. Whalen stops and pops from 12. Nice little drive, and then the pull-up jumper from about 12 feet makes it 4 points for Whalen in the quarter, 8 points in the game. There's going to be a foul called against the Minutemen on an illegal pick, as this foul will go against Birch, and that will be his second. So Birch has two. Ralston has two for the Minutemen. Coach Tyrus Short, not a very happy camper whatsoever. It'll be Lancers ball at the 4:37 mark, quarter number two, 19-12 is the score, as Lincolnwood, which led by one at the end of the quarter, tries to go into the post. Now it's going to be a foul called on the Lancers as they tried to get the ball into the post. He couldn't get the ball, and then he also couldn't get the ball loose, as foul going to be called on the play on Armantrout. And now Resnichik is going to come back into the lineup as Braden Whalen will get a rest. Bunker Hill has yet to score here in the second quarter. Off to the wing it goes to Birch for three. Nope, not there. On the rebound is Schmedicke. And so the Lancers are going to take their time, walk the ball down the floor as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number two. They have outscored the Minutemen 6-0 here in the second quarter, and have extended that one-point lead to a seven-point advantage, 19-12. With the ball is Armantrout. He'll swing it over on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins with a long, high pass, and Armantrout, an outstanding leaper, pulled that one down from way up in the rafters. Now as they try to go inside, the pass to Resnichik is off his hands and out of bounds for turnover number seven. 3:45 showing on the second quarter clock. 19-12 is the Lincolnwood lead. Timeout on the floor, back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, it'll be Bunker Hill ball. They trail by seven. They have yet to score here in the second quarter. We're over halfway through the quarter. Will Jenkins decides he's going to go down and play a little token defense here on Santel as Logan brings the ball down on a dribble. He'll go to his right, then to the corner, then off to Birch. Birch being guarded by Elvidge. Hadn't had too many good looks at the basket. Elvidge going to get called for the reach in there for personal foul number two on Jonah Elvidge, the 5'9 freshman. That'll be the fifth team foul against Lincolnwood. Bunker Hill will inbound. Caden Hines doing the honors. Swings it up top to Birch. Birch wants to drive into the middle. He stops. He tries to drive through. Thought he may have gotten an extra step. Got away with it. Shot wouldn't go anyway. He's a little disgusted that he couldn't get the shot to drop. He's setting on 3 points. Three-pointer back in the first quarter. With the ball is Will Jenkins. Jenkins going to settle things down, slow things up, give the ball off to Elvidge. Elvidge into the lane, almost lost control. Instead, he'll go back up top to Armantrout. Armantrout back to Elvidge. Had a pop out of his hands, but he's able to recover. Get the ball off on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Elvidge. Elvidge back over to Armantrout. Armantrout goes in with a couple dribbles, then he'll pull back out and give it to Elvidge. Lancers being very patient here at the 2:45 mark of the second quarter. They have the lead 19-12. Into the high post it goes, and driving down the lanes, a little semi-hook, will not go for Smedicki. Then a reach-in foul going to be called on the Lancers as Ralston came away with that loose ball. They're going to call that foul on Smedicki. That'll be his first. 16 fouls against Lincolnwood, 16 fouls against Bunker Hill. So we'll be in the bonus the rest of the way here in the first half. 2:30 to go on the clock. 19-12, still a 7-point lead for Lincolnwood as Bunker Hill still looking for its first points of the second quarter. Birch wants to drive to the free throw line. They'll kick it over to Santel in the corner. Santel will drive across the lane. Shot will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll go off of Elvidge's leg. It'll be Bunker Hill ball. Frustration setting in for the Minutemen. They can't get the shot to drop. Hines inbounds, gets it in to Ralston. Ralston to Birch. He's going to go in the hole. Birch's going to, thought he was going to draw the charge, but there's no call there. The defensive player went to the floor. No whistle, no foul. Lincolnwood comes up with a loose ball. Bunker Hill still scoreless in quarter number two. Post short with his arms folded over there on the sideline, trying to figure out what he can do to generate some offense for the Minutemen. Back out top, it comes to Elvidge. Elvidge swings it down to the mid post to Smedicki. Smedicki's double team. And as Coach Milberg sees he's in trouble, he says, I think I'll call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 1:39 to go, second quarter. 19-12, Lincolnwood with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back from WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer in game number two, he had the luxury of calling the first game of the day, a very exciting game that saw Carlinville open up a lead only to find Litchfield come back and eke out a 45-40 victory in the Class 2A Boys Regional. That's the Painter Regional. The game was played at Litchfield. So now Wednesday night, Litchfield will take on Painter in the Painter Regional. Lincolnwood will inbound following the timeout. Whalen has the ball between the circles, swings it over on the right wing to Jenkins. Jenkins goes inside to Armantrout. Armantrout is double-teamed, and ball is stolen away by the Minutemen. So anytime they hit that high post, the Minutemen doing a good job of collapsing on that post. Birch for three. Finally, bottom of the net. As with 1:09 to go in the second quarter, the Minutemen put up their first points of quarter number two. Now a shot is partially blocked. Elvidge tried to get that one over Ralston. Didn't happen. Santel stops and pops. Rolls around. Won't go down. Lincolnwood comes up with the rebound. 50 seconds to go till halftime. 19-15 is the Lincolnwood lead. Lincolnwood wanting to hold. And Coach Short is telling the Minutemen, get out there and let's pressure. He does. Goes to Armantrout at the high post. Now up top it goes to Jenkins. Jenkins gives it off for Whalen. Whalen now for Elvidge. Elvidge being guarded by Santel, who comes out and puts on pressure. So they give the ball off to Jenkins. Jenkins gets the ball into high post, and there's going to be a reach-in called against Caden Hines and the Minutemen. That will be Hines' second foul. So the Minutemen have Birch with two, Hines with two, and Ralston with two. And to the free throw line goes Will Jenkins, as that was a 17 foul. He'll be shooting a one and. Ralston's going to have a seat here for the final few seconds of the first half. As Jenkins, the 6'1 senior, couple dribbles, spins the ball in his hands, couple more dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Can't buy it. As the Minutemen could not corral that rebound in the corner, and so Lincolnwood, with 15 seconds, they'll come out and reset, looking for the last shot of the quarter, get it over to Armantrout on the wing. Now down to 6 seconds we go. Jenkins with the ball between the circles. He's going to fire a long three. Comes up short of the buzzer. Buzzer sounds, and that's the halftime, as Lincolnwood will go to the locker room with a 19-15 lead over the Bunker Hill Minutemen. We'll take a break. Be back with some halftime stuff on WSMI. The Lancers leading 19-15 here at halftime. They're out on the floor and they're ready to go. As we look down on courtside, the Lancers decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, black and orange trim. They will be going from left to right as we watch the action here. And Bunker Hill coming out now in their black uniforms with the red numerals and red trim. They will be going from right to left. Santel cleans off the bottom of his shoes. Logan will, well, he says no. He said, Caden, you come here and throw it inbounds. And Santel will take the inbounds pass. We're underway in quarter number three. Santel swings it over to Birch over on the right wing. Birch wants to go baseline. Going to be a holding call against the Lancers. And this will go against Will Jenkins, and that'll be his first. So Jenkins picks up foul number one. Inbounds pass comes in to Santel. Santel wants to drive on Elvidge. Into the corner it goes, and then back up top. Santel with the ball once again, looking for a cutter coming through. Menar comes to the high post, gets the pass, tries to go to the wing, gets it off to Hines. Hines at the high post now on a couple of dribble drives. Now he'll go into the corner to Santel. Left corner deep, Santel drive baseline, dumps it off, shots up, and good for Keegan Ralston. Ralston, who was held to 4 points, all of those coming in the first quarter, picks up the first two of quarter number three. And so the Minutemen already are more productive now than they were in the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. They scored 3 points in the entire quarter, and that came with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Elvidge with the ball, swings it back up top to Schmedeke. Schmedeke over on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins goes into the high post, now shots up and blocked that time as Whalen took a strong to the hole. But there, coming up from behind, was Ralston for the block. Now it's Birch to the basket. He'll scoop and loop and get the shot to drop. And a foul going to be called against the Lancers. So Grant Birch with quite the move to the basket there. Foul going to be called on Whalen, and that on Braden will be his third. Birch's going to get the bucket. That gives him 8 on the game, looking for number 9, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And he does. Don't look now, but the Minutemen have chipped in 5 points. They've turned that 19-15 deficit at halftime into a 20-19 lead. Into the corner, it goes to Whalen. Whalen swings it back around to the other side. Three-point attempt up, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the ball over in the corner. It's going to be Lincolnwood ball. Good hustle there by Elvidge. He and Birch going to the corner to try to seal it, but it goes out of bounds off of Bunker Hill. Lincolnwood trailing by 1. Look for a shot, did Will Jenkins. It's not there. He'll go back to Elvidge for 3. Bottom of the net. Jonah Elvidge with his 5th point of the game. That 3 puts Lincolnwood back on top, 22-20. Inside it goes to the big guy, and Ralston got a good pass from Birch. Put it off the glass and in. 4 in the quarter, 8 in the game for Ralston, and we're tied at 22. Into the high post, it goes to Armantrout. Armantrout swings it back up top. He swings it over to the wing. He'll get the ball back. Now up top it goes to Jenkins. Jenkins thought about driving, and as he went for the basket, a reach-in foul is going to be called against the Minutemen. And I believe this will go against Hines. Caden's going to pick up his 3rd. So 3 fouls for Hines for the Minutemen, 3 fouls for Whalen for the Lancers. 5:40 to go for the 3rd quarter. 22-22, we're all knotted up. Elvidge with a pass to Armantrout. Armantrout gives it off to Jenkins. Jenkins to Elbage, and it's good. Baseline. Just a nice, sweet little finger roll by Jonah Elbage. Gives him 5 1/4, gives him 7 for the game. Santel kicks it out to Hines. Hines skips pass, and it's going to be stolen there. Coming up with the steal with Schmedeke. He'll go the other way. Now they'll go to the basket. Off the iron, no good. Wanted a foul to Delances, but they didn't get one. So now trailing by 2, the Minutemen come back. Burt's going to pop for a long 3. Comes up short. You're going to hear it. The crowd's going to let him have it. It was an air ball coming up just shy of the rim. 5:01 to go, third quarter. Lincolnwood with a 2-point lead and the ball. Jenkins brings it down on the dribble. Will comes across midcourt, gets it into Armantrout. Over to Elvidge, who's had the hot hand. Back to Jenkins, into the corner to Schmedeke for 3. Bottom of the net. Don't look now, but the Lancers have all of a sudden lit it up from three-point land. They've got a couple of threes, and they now lead 27-22. Santel gives the ball off to Hines. Hines to Birch. Birch wants to go to the basket. Coming up from behind was Jenkins. He was swatting at the ball to smack Birch on the side of the head. He'll pick up the foul. It'll be his second. And Bunker Hill will inbound under their own basket. Santel sets a moving pick, gets away with it. To Ralston goes the ball. Ralston wants to throw the ball back and throws it away. Turnover number 8. Back the other way. The Lancers looking over on the wing, giving it off to Schmedeke. Schmedeke goes to Armantrout. Armantrout going to be fouled as he laughs, getting help from his friends. Like his one leg is a little bit there gimpy as he come up. They'll call the foul on Hines, and Hines will pick up his 4th foul. As Hines picks up the foul, they'll go inside, then back out for 3. This one rolls around, won't go down. Reverse layup, no. Kick it out of the corner. Elvidge has it. Elvidge wants to drive. He'll give it off to Armantrout. Armantrout will bring it up on the dribble, swing it over on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins drives. Oh, throws it right into the hands of Ralston. Ralston lost it, and then in his disgust, he swatted down on the ball. And as the fans are saying, you can't do that, that's very true. Ralston's going to pick up his 3rd foul to the free throw line, Braden Whalen, to shoot a pair. Whalen with 8 points in the game, takes a few dribbles. Now he'll eye the first, he'll try the first, he'll buy the first. That one rolled round and round and finally went down. 28-22, it's a 6-point lead for the Lancers, who found themselves trailing 20-19 early in the third quarter, but they have put on quite a spurt themselves. Second free throw, no good for Whalen. So he's 3 for 6 for the charity stripe. Santel's going to go to the basket, stop, pop, off the glass, no good. Lancers come up with a rebound. Gabe Armantrout, 6'2 sophomore, but he's playing a whole lot bigger than that inside tonight. Elvidge with the ball, picks it up, goes over in the corner. Gives it off to Jenkins. Jenkins back out to Elvidge. Elvidge swings it around to Schmedeke. Schmedeke back up top to Whalen. Whalen loses his dribble. He'll dish it off to Armantrout. Armantrout says, let's go set things up. 3:15 to go for the third quarter. 28-26. Lincolnwood with the lead and the ball. Oh, the nice scoop pass inside. Finds Whalen wide open. He's been open 2 or 3 times there. He's made the good shot. And all of a sudden, Lincolnwood, who led by 4 at half, who trailed by 1 just a moment ago, they're up by 8, 30-22, 3:08 to go, third quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, we're back to live action. And it will be Bunker Hill ball. As freshman Will Menar is in the lineup. 5'5 freshman Will Menar over on the wing as Santel has the ball. They'll get the ball in to Keaton. Ralston gives it back to Burks for 3. Bottom of the net. So Birch has 6 points in the third quarter to go along with 6 points in the first half. Give him 12, make it 30-25. Lincolnwood with a five-point lead and the ball. Now it is Whalen on the drive. Picks up his dribble, kicks it back out top for Armantrout for three. Whoa! Going to be a hold call against the Minutemen. Swinging the defender or the rebounder to the floor was Daniel Menar. So Menar is going to pick up his first foul, four team fouls against the Minutemen. And the Lancers will inbound under their own basket. Swinging around, they'll get the inbound pass to Jenkins. Jenkins shuffled his feet for turnover number 9 on LHS. 2:29 to go for the third quarter. 30-25 is the Lincolnwood lead. Bunker Hill ball. Birch will toss it in front of the Lancers bench. He'll get it in to Santel. Logan sitting on 3 points, going to drive into the lane. He'll kick the ball out on the wing to Will Menar for three. Will Menar, a 5'5 freshman, drains a three and makes it a two-point ball game. 30-28 as the Minutemen have come storming back with 6 points to turn that eight-point deficit into a two-point deficit. Now a foul going to be called. I'm not sure who they're going to call that one on. Looks like it's going to be on Santel, and Logan's going to pick up his second 15 foul against the Minutemen. And so the Lancers will inbound if they can find somebody open. He'll get it in to Elvidge. Elvidge going to drive in. Shots up. No good. But Armantrout with the rebound. It won't go. There's Ralston to sky and get this rebound. So now with 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Burt's going to drive the baseline. Inside, it'll go back outside to Birch for three. Comes up short on it. Ball goes out of bounds. No, it was saved there as Ralston had it. Ralston tried to go inside and throws it away. Good defensive hustle there by Will Jenkins, who comes up with a steal. 9 turnovers each way with 1:25 to go, third quarter. 2-point lead for the Lancers, and they have the ball. Armantrout being guarded by Ralston. Ralston blocks that shot. Birch comes back the other way. Birch goes between the legs. Now he wants to drive the left side. He'll swing it off to Ralston. Pass is too high. Coming up with the steal is Schmedeke. Back the other way go the Lancers. Into the final minute of the third quarter we go. 30-28. Lincolnwood with the ball and a two-point lead. Armantrout at the high post. Oh, the bounce or the pass was tipped. Went off the backboard. But the Lancers are able to maintain. 50 seconds to go as Armantrout will bring it out and set things up. He tells Elvidge to go down to the corner. He'll set a screen and then back up top. It'll be Whalen on the drive. Whalen to the glass. Whalen can't get the shot to drop. Whalen got his own rebound and put it back in. The reason he got his rebound was because Ralston had to back off with those three fouls. He didn't want to pick up number 4 right there. Santel going to kick it out in the corner to Will Menar. Hit a three right there just a second ago. Instead, he'll give it back to Birch. Birch going to spin, go to the hole. Got three different dribbles and feed more steps. Turnover number 11. Did it quickly, but not quickly enough that the officials didn't see it. 32-28, Lincolnwood with a four-point lead. 20 seconds to go as the Lancers bring the ball down the floor. It will be Braden Whalen working at the point guard position here for the final 12 seconds. It goes down to 10 as he comes across the midcourt line. He gets a screen and drives down the lane to the hole. No good, but Ralston that time could not resist it. He went up to the block, and he's going to go to the bench with four fouls. It'll send to the free throw line Braden Whalen. Whalen missed his first two, made his next three, and missed his last one. He'll shoot two here with 6 seconds to go. It's been an even third quarter. As Whalen eyes the first, tries the first, and buys the first. Brees Girth into the lineup for Bunker Hill. As Whalen gets ready to shoot the second one. 5-point lead for the Lancers. Make it 6. He's now made 3 of 4 here in the third quarter as Lucas Renesick comes in for the final few seconds of the third quarter. Santel gets the inbounds pass with 5 seconds to go. He wants to drive to the right. He'll swing to the left. Shoot up a long three off the glass or off the top of the backboard, and it's no good. After three quarters of play here at the Woodshed, it is Lincolnwood 34, Bunker Hill 28. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, having a good old time up here on the back row in the Woodshed. We're headed to fourth quarter action. Been a very exciting basketball game indeed between these two teams. Rather evenly matched. Armantrout with the ball out between the circles. He'll give it off on the wing to Schmedeke. Schmedeke's going to drive baseline and tries to kick the ball back out to Jenkins. Jenkins had it go off his hands, but he's able to recover. Back over to Armantrout over on the right wing. Up top, it will go to Schmedeke. Schmedeke almost had his pocket picked. Now coming up with a steal. Nope. Went out of bounds. Good hustle there by the rookie, Will Menar, as he was just simply relentless going after that ball and after that ball and finally knocked it out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. So now it will be Lincolnwood ball as they'll take the ball inside, give it back up top, and now a driving one-hand layup is good. Braden Whalen with his 17th point of the game makes it 36-28 in favor of the Lincolnwood Lancers. Santel on a driving layup. It will not go. Jenkins comes away with the rebound. Jenkins being guarded by Santel. Santel said, hey, did you see him push me off? Referee says, play on, young man, play on. Into the corner, it goes to Schmedeke. Schmedeke being guarded by Menar, and Menar is going to get called for a reach-in on Will. That will be his first. And to the line, as that was a 17 foul, will go Brady Schmedeke. Schmedeke with 9 points on the night. Will shoot the one and let's see if he can get in double figures. Take a few dribbles, spins the ball. A couple more dribbles. Now he'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. That locked on the front edge of the rim. Finally crawled over, hit the backboard, dropped back through. 10 points on the night for Schmedeke. 37-28. 9-point advantage for Lincolnwood. Looking to see if they can advance to the semifinals and play Metro East Lutheran next Wednesday. Second free throw. Nope. This one caught front iron and would not go. Bunker Hill wants a timeout with 6:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lincolnwood leads 37-28. They take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to WSMI. Lincolnwood led by one after one quarter. They led by four at halftime. They led by six after three quarters. And with 6:46 to go here in the fourth quarter, they've expanded that lead to 9-37-28. Jack Wilcox, sophomore, in the lineup for the Minutemen. Inbounds pass will come in to Will Menar. The freshman will bring the ball down on the dribble. Gives it over to Santel. Santel over on the right side wants to drive the side of the lane. Instead, he'll give the ball up to Menar. Daniel Menar, that is. Daniel to Will. Will spins, comes out, gives the ball off to Birch. Birch is going to go to the hole. He knew he didn't want to jump in to the charge, so he tried to stop and pop, but his feet shuffled. Turnover number 12 on BHHS. So now with a 9-point lead and the ball, Lincolnwood looking to see if they can get a double-digit lead here in the fourth quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Jenkins. Jenkins back up top to Whalen. Whalen skip pass all the way across to Elvidge. Elvidge looking for someone to get out of the double team, and now a pushing foul going to be called by Bunker Hill. His little hand check didn't get away with it. That foul will go against Daniel Menar. It will be his second, sending to the free throw line Jonah Elvidge, the 5'9 freshman. 7 points on the night. Team foul number 8. It's a 1-1 for Elvidge. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He can't buy the first. It rattled around and came out. Daniel Menar comes away with a rebound. He'll kick it off to Birch. Virtue has 12 points to lead the way for Bunker Hill tonight. Going to stop and pop from 14. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Wilcox tried to reach over and get a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to Lincolnwood. Inside the six-minute mark would go now. 5:53 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Lincolnwood wanting to punch the ticket for a semifinal game of Metro East. Elbridge with the ball in the corner. Lincolnwood with 14 wins, 13 losses, so a win here today would guarantee them of a plus 500 season. Shots up and no good. Birch comes away with it. He's off balance, but the reason he was off balance was he got pushed by Elbridge. So Jonah will pick up personal foul number 3, and that is only team foul number 4 against Lincolnwood here in the second half. So with 5:30 to go, trailing by 9, the Minutemen will bring the ball down the floor. They may need to be hitting a couple of threes here. Get back in this one as they trail by 9. Santel lost control of the ball. Turnover number 13, as there was Will Jenkins to pilfer the pill. Long skip pass to Elbridge. Elbridge going baseline. Shots up. Nope. Shot won't go as Santel caught him from behind. Logan will pick up his third foul, 19 foul, to the free throw line. We'll go Jonah Elbridge. Just missed the front end of 1-1 there a moment ago. Let's see if he can make the correction. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Nothing but net on that one. Wilcox and Willemanar will have a seat as Ralston will come back into the lineup, along with Caden Hines. Second free throw is up and good. So Elbridge makes both of them, gives him now 9 points on the night, makes it 39-28. Lances by 11 as we hit the 5-minute mark. Over on the wing, it's Hines. Hines to Santel. Santel back up to Hines. They're looking for Ralston. Pass is going to be deflected. Good defense there by Whalen as they tried the lead lob pass, and Whalen got a hand on it. Bunker Hill maintains possession, however. Hines on the dribble, gives the ball off to Santel, gets it back, and kicks it out to Birch. Birch being guarded by Elbridge. He hasn't had a lot of free looks from three-point land, and that's given credit to the 5'9 freshman, Jonah Elbridge, as now Birch going to drive to the basket, and going to be a foul on the floor. A forearm shiver going to be called. This will go against Elbridge, so just as I was bragging about his defense, he picks up personal foul number 4. Nonetheless, he has been doing yeoman's work there as Ralston almost got the inbounds pass. I had to go back out as it was tipped away, but he corralled it. Now Burts from the three-point line out of the head of the key. Dribbles the ball off of his foot for turnover number 14. That's what you call an unforced error, as Burts simply dribbled that one off his own foot. Back the other way, it's Jenkins with the ball. Jenkins has the ball, and Coach Milburn says, I want a timeout. 4:11 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Lincolnwood 39, Bunker Hill 28. Back after these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in the studio. 4:11 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Lincolnwood with a 39-28 lead. Following the timeout, it will be Lance's ball. As Bunker Hill is going back with their starters, Lincolnwood has one sub in. That's Lucas Resnicek. As they are looking to take care of the ball, the Minutemen are looking to go pressure defense, trying to chase down the ball and get a double team whenever possible. Into the corner. Pass is deflected, goes out. No, it didn't go out of bounds. It was saved from going out of bounds by Daniel Menar. Turnover number 10 on Lincolnwood. Gives the ball back to the Minutemen. Birch is going to be driving. He almost lost control. But as he was pushing, he was being pushed. And the foul will be called against Will Jenkins. Jenkins has picked up 3 fouls, all coming here in the second half. As Elbridge is on the bench, so it is Jenkins who is trying to corral Birch. Burks looked for the three. Jenkins is in his lap trying to make sure he doesn't get a good look, so he'll drive. Tries to pull away, jumps into it. Shot goes across the rim and out. Reznicek comes up with the rebound for Lincolnwood High School. The Lancers have the ball, and they're in control with an 11-point lead. Baseline drive, now dish it off. Reznicek's shot is going to be blocked by Ralston. Ralston, however, as he's chasing the ball down, he loses it to the Lancers. Lancers' shot will not go, and this time it'll be Hines who comes up with the ball. Gives it off to Birch. Birch going to fire a long three off the iron, will not go. Birch has hit three threes, one in each quarter. But here in the fourth quarter, 2:50 to go, and again, Bunker Hill has been shut out for the duration of the quarter. Reznicek with the ball over on the right wing. He wants to give it up. He'll give it up to Armantrout. Armantrout has the pocket pick there, as it'll be turnover number 11 on Lincolnwood. Caden Hines coming up with steal there. Hines wanted the three. Now he's going to drive into the lane. Spins, kicks it back out to Birch. Birch going to try to spin. Can't go anywhere. Tries to go behind his back. Gives the ball up for turnover number 15. Good defense by Will Jenkins. Took that ball right away from Birch. Now the other side, Reznicek. He goes up. And Santrell blocked the shot. Thought there might have been a foul, but none was called. Errant ball comes off the rim, goes into the hands of the Minutemen. Birch going to the hole. He's going to be triple teamed there. It'll be a pushing foul called on. Is that going to go against Jenkins? Yes, Jenkins will pick up his fourth. So now we're going to have a switch of who's going to be guarding Birch at the two-minute warning. Timeout on the floor, 39-28. Lincolnwood with an 11-point lead. When we come back on WSMI. The cheerleaders from Lincolnwood High School were doing their best to get the crowd involved in a little chant and dance and whatever. And some of these Lancer faithful are kind of like the announcer. We just don't have a lot of rhythm. But in any event, they are having fun here in the woodshed tonight as they have the lead. It's now down to 10 as Birch makes the first free throw. The second free throw is good as well. 39-30, inside 2 minutes we go. Bringing the ball down is Whalen. Whalen going to give it off to Jenkins. Jenkins up top between the circles. He's being pushed and shoved and everything else. And now Menard looks at the referee like, you've got to be kidding me. He'll get called for his third foul, Will Daniel. That'll be the 10th team foul against the Minutemen. So it will send Will Jenkins to the free throw line. In the fourth quarter, the Lancers have made 3 for 5 free throws. They had but one field goal, but it's enough to secure a 39-30 lead. Make it 40 points as Jenkins gets the first free throw. It's his fourth point of the night. First point since the first quarter. What an outstanding floor game Mr. Jenkins has played tonight. Second free throw. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. Can't buy it. That one rattles around. Ralston comes away with the rebound. Quickly with 1:45 to go. 40-30 is the Bunker Hill lead. Reach in from behind foul going to be called on Armantrout. On Gabe, that will be his second. That will be the 18 foul against the Lancers. And so Ralston to the free throw line for the first time tonight to shoot the one and. He's sitting on 8 points for the evening. He'll eye it. He'll try it. Off the back iron, no good. Skying for the rebound was Braden Whalen. Whalen listed at 6'3", and he looked like he was about a seven-footer the way he skied for that rebound. Down to 90 seconds we go. Over on the wing, it'll go to Armantrout. Armantrout going to bring the ball back out top, reset the offense. He'll give the ball off to Jenkins. Jenkins going to be fouled by Birch. Birch will pick up his third to the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Will Jenkins. He was 1 for 2 there just a moment ago. He'll shoot two. With the 1:19 showing on the fourth quarter clock and the home team, the Lancers with a 10-point lead. See if he can make it 11. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. 5 points in the game for Will Jenkins, the 6'1 senior. Playing his last game on home court. Like to go out with a win, of course. We all would. He'll get another one. Takes a few dribbles. Spins the ball. Couple more dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So he's 3 for 4 in the fourth quarter from the charity stripe. Makes it 42-30 in favor of the Lancers. Birch lost control, trying to dribble between his legs. They'll kick it back up top to Hines. Hines goes inside to Ralston, and bread and butter works there once again. Ralston in double figures with 10. Back the other way go the Lancers. Lead pass going to the basket. The layup is up and good by Braden Whalen. Whalen protected the ball with his body. Got the shot to drop. Makes it 44-32. Birch misses a left-hand layup. Ralston comes away with a rebound. His shot won't go. They're fighting for the rebound. It'll be Hines. Hines, as he goes to the basket, shuffled his feet for turnover number 16. 16 turnovers, 32 points. Not a good combination for the Minutemen tonight. They are going to lose for the 20th time this season and finish the year at 10-20. Back the other way. Shots up and good by Will Jenkins. He gets his first two-pointer of the night. Gives him 5 points in the quarter, 8 points on the night, 25 seconds to go. Birch with a long three off the iron, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Jenkins. Jenkins is going to be fouled by Caden Hines, and I'm not exactly sure why he wanted to do that. With 17 seconds to go, he will pick up his fifth foul. And that means that Reese Girth will have to replace him in the lineup. No, it's going to be Wilcox replacing him, as it'll be two shots. So they have to replace one of the players because of five fouls. When they get all that straightened out at the scores table, Will Jenkins will be shooting two free throws. His team leading this one 46-32. Jared Klein in the lineup, along with Drew Gilpin. Let's see, who else is in there? Braden Morris is in the lineup, and Isaiah Matley in the lineup as well. Free throws up, and it's good for Jenkins. He'll get one more, and if he makes it, he'll be replaced by Carson Hayes. 17 seconds to go as Jenkins gets ready for free throw number two. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. Can't buy it. Rebound comes down to Morris. Morris going to swing the ball out. They're not going to call a timeout to get the sub in. They're simply going to let Jenkins dribble the ball out. The time is going to expire. And the Lincolnwood Lancers are going to take a 47-32 victory over the Bunker Hill Minutemen here this evening at the Woodshed. We'll take a break, come back to recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, the Bunker Hill Minutemen came to Lincolnwood, and they will go home with a 47-32 loss under their belt. The Lancers led at each juncture, leading 13-12 after one quarter, leading 19-15 at halftime. They fell behind 20-19 early in the third quarter, but came back to took a six-point lead after three quarters, 34-28, and they win this one going away 47-32. For the Bunker Hill Minutemen, who see their season end at 10-20, they were led in scoring by Grant Birch with 14 points, Keegan Ralston also in double figures with 10, then it was 3 points for Logan Santel and Will Menar, and 2 points for Daniel Menar. Quarters of 12, 3, 13, and 4, the Minutemen were 4 for 5 from the free throw line for the night, and they committed 16 turnovers on the game. For the victorious Lincolnwood Lancers, who see their overall season record improve to 15-13, they were led in scoring by Braden Whalen, the 6'3 junior, with 19 points. Also in double figures, Brady Schmedeke with 10 points, then 9 points for the senior Will Jenkins, and 9 points for the freshman Jonah Elbage. Quarters of 13, 6, 15, and 13, the Lancers were 12 for 20 from the free throw line. They committed 11 turnovers. And so it is that the Lincolnwood Lancers will advance to the semifinal action of the Calhoun High School Boys 1A Regional, where next Wednesday at 6 o'clock at Calhoun High School, they will take on the top-seeded Metro East Lutheran Knights. But from here, for now, this one is in the books. It's a 47-32 victory for Lincolnwood over Bunker Hill. We would like to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Lincolnwood for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. Thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Tim Mize for producing tonight's game. One final time from the woodshed, Gary Boker reporting our final score, Lincolnwood 47, Bunker Hill 32. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.